Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Feel your best and amplify your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics. Go to thrivecosmetics.com/shine26 for an exclusive offer of 20% off your first order. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/shine26.
The Bert Show.
Melissa, let's take a deep breath here. You ready?
Yes.
You ready to get into this?
I'm ready.
All right. So if you weren't listening to the show yesterday, let me just quickly recap a conversation that we had in the 8 o'clock hour that really upset a whole bunch of Bert Show listeners, specifically owners of pit bulls. Yesterday, I said that I went to the dog park in Piedmont Park over the weekend, and I was really upset by the amount of dogs that were dog aggressive and the owners weren't doing anything about it.
Right.
Like the dog would attack another dog. The owner would get their aggressive dog, stop it for a second, then let them off the leash again when the dog got in a fight again. It happened two or three different times. I saw three fights. Two of them had to do with pit bulls over the weekend. Okay. Mm-hmm. So the initial conversation was really me begging the Piedmont Park Conservatory that the next time they open up this dog park, which I think is in a couple of weeks, is to have some kind of monitor in there. Someone that can say, look, because you obviously can't spot your own dog that's being aggressive, that your dog's aggressive, you got to get out of here. Take off, see you in a couple of weeks or whatever. So that was my suggestion. And then we started having a side conversation about pit bulls. And I specifically said, you know, two of the three fights that I saw were pit bulls, and I'm weary of pit bulls. Pit bulls.
That's
what they need to have cut off.
That's after 8:30.
So, I just, you know, I've gone to dog parks my entire life, and I'm going to read some emails that we got from very upset pit bull owners yesterday. But I have gone to dog parks my entire life, and I can unequivocally say that I see pit bulls more aggressive than other breeds. Sure, from time to time, a Doberman will go after another dog. From time to time, a poodle will go after another dog. I've seen my breed, English bulldogs. You know, you get your alpha dogs together, there are going to be fights.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But I can tell you that in my experience, that pit bulls always seem to be like looking for it. They just got this attitude like, who's next? And then Let's go.
Right. And then my comment was that I felt that, and I have owned a Doberman, I have owned an aggressive dog. And from my perspective, one of the reasons I purchased this Doberman or adopted her is because she was a Doberman. And I was new to Atlanta and I needed a good guard dog. So I wanted a dog that had an aggressive nature. I chose a Doberman. My comment yesterday was that dogs, and I included German Shepherds, Doberman, Rottweiler in this, as well as Pit Bulls. But owners of these dogs going in, if you chose that breed, you have done it. So one of the purposes is so that it'd be a good guard dog. You know its aggressive nature. You know its protective nature. And so
That statement right there was really started the firestorm.
That
of
is what I got all the emails on because I had insulted pit bull owners and pit bulls.
How is that insulting, though?
I am confused on why that's insulting.
There's nothing insulting about what either Bert or Melissa said. Like Bert said that I've seen a lot of dog fights and more than half of them involve, or whatever your statistic was, but a lot of them involve pit bulls, more pit bulls than any other individual breed. And Melissa said that the owners of pit bulls select those dogs because they have a protective and aggressive nature. Mm-hmm. There's nothing, nobody said that if you own a pit bull, you're a bad person and deserve to rot in hell.
Right. Or nope. Pit bulls
should be banned from the earth.
Or bad dogs. No.
Nobody ever
like that.
Said that, but the emails that came in were, right. Woo!
Now, what might have, I mean, because both Bert and I yesterday did say that neither one of us would own a pit bull. Mm-mm. Like, I did say that I don't think I would own a pit bull. What I should have added to that is I also am not a big fan of small dogs. Like, it's the same as saying a small dog barks more often than a big dog. I don't think that that is going against what you normally see. Mm-hmm. And I'm not a big fan of small dogs. I like big dogs. And why? Because I like to feel protected. I like big dogs in my house. So, but with pit bulls, yes, it's just a breed that I personally would not own. But that may have been what people misinterpreted as me saying, if you're a pit bull, then you're dumb.
And know
this.
That's
not what I said.
Melissa does own a big dog for protection, but if you have a strobe light, you can throw it into a seizure pretty quickly and totally rob her entire house.
Oh, GG.
This email says,
and Sully would just lick them to death.
But in theory,
but big.
Melissa's house.
But they're big.
Yeah.
This one says, Melissa mentioned that people get pits because they're aggressive. Not true. Capital letters. Not
right.
True.
Okay.
I rescued mine from abusive owners, and now they are therapy dogs. They go to nursing homes as therapy dogs and are very well behaved. And what about Cesar Millan's dogs? He and Daddy, and now Junior, who he uses to tame other dogs. Did you know that Helen Keller had a pit bull as a therapy dog? Or that the dog in The Little Rascals is a pit? And by Melissa's Seriously. Reasoning about people wanting pits because they're aggressive, Rachel Ray, Jessica Biel, Jessica Alba, Thomas Edison, very aggressive guy. Thomas Edison.
I'm not calling the owners aggressive. And I guarantee Rachel Ray, if she has a pit bull, feels protected at home if somebody rings her bell and the pit bull is barking.
Melissa's statement is no different than saying that people who get those little purseable dogs, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? Did
yep,
not
yep
get
dogs.
That dog, get a little yippy dog, mm-hmm. did not get that dog for its protective nature.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing wrong with that. Right. If you get a dog that whose maximum weight is less than my cat, you did not buy that dog to protect you in right, the event someone right. comes through the window of your house.
Right.
There's and no yap yap dog owner is going to call up and go, I can't believe you would say that.
Well, I'm sure I'll get those emails today. But I'm also fascinated by the people who talk about their dogs being sweet. Well, I hope they're sweet in your home because you're the alpha and you have a dog in your home. Of course, they're going to be sweet to their family. That's the point of having right. the dog mm-hmm. in your home. So I don't dispute that the dog can be sweet. I don't dispute rescuing a dog from an abusive environment. I think is wonderful. I think that's fantastic. But in general, mm-hmm. people are familiar with pit bulls being mm-hmm. an aggressive breed.
And I got a bunch of emails yesterday from people said, let me bring my pit bull into your studio and I'll show you how sweet it is.
Yeah, yes. That's okay. No,
yeah,
that's all right.
A, I'm okay. But no. B, your dog might be fine in this atmosphere. When I have seen pit bulls be aggressive, it's when there are 20, 30 other dogs running around. Mm-hmm. They're off the leash, and they're more aggressive, in my opinion, than I have seen other breeds.
And you have to acknowledge that Bert didn't say, your pit bull is
Correct.
A bad dog.
Right.
He said that when he observes group dog environments, mm-hmm. the majority of the dogs that cause trouble are pit bulls. There is a reason that they are the fighting dog. And like, that wasn't there. There's a, mm-hmm. there is a very specific reason that Michael Vick didn't have French poodles. You know what I mean?
And
you got to acknowledge that. Like, it's a fact.
It wasn't
that they,
golden retrievers.
Right.
Well,
right.
Let me dispute the golden retriever
like,
thing.
Like, he wasn't running around with a bunch of, they found a bunch of Pomeranians behind his property in West Virginia.
I am a 90-pound mother of three and can tell you why I own the dogs I own. These are pit bulls because they are intelligent and incredibly loving dogs. I grew up with a pit bull, and I have to tell you that in temp tests, that the most likely dog to bite is a golden retriever.
All right. Well, last night I was at home watching television. Katie, one of her best friends, is a pediatric nurse, and she was over last night, and they happened to have a side conversation because they had taken our dogs for a walk for exercise last night. They came home. They were just having a conversation, so dogs was the center of the conversation because, I mean, that's what they had just done. So, and pit bulls came up in the conversation. I don't remember how they did. Now, Katie's best friend, I mean, certainly did not give specifics because she's not allowed to, but I did ask the question. I said, since you're bringing up pit bulls and we're talking about this, how long have you been a nurse? And she's like, I've been a nurse for 12 years. And I said, so in your experience, when you have seen children come, because she's pediatric, so she specializes in children, I said, when you've seen children come in with dog injuries, what is the breed that you see the most? And she said to me that in her 12 years of experience, that it's the pit bulls, and that she does not remember seeing, because she usually works in the trauma units, mm-hmm. that she has not seen severe injuries from a dog of any other breed but pit bulls. Then she went on to explain,
that's a
though,
strong statement.
But she went on to explain the reason for that is not because pit bull necessarily is the most aggressive dog. It is because pit bulls don't let go. That pit bulls have these massive jaws, and that when they grab, they don't let go.
They lock.
They lock, and that's what causes so much of the injury. So they don't bite and let go like a warning shot. Once they get you, they're not going to let go.
So there are other dogs that are biting, but they're letting go.
But they're letting go, and not the pit bull.
It's now, like a nip, maybe more.
Now,
than...
And people are going to be mad about that, but this is someone who has 12 years of practicing medicine,
right.
And in her one view, has seen these injuries. And so, again, the commentary is that they have an aggressive nature. And she did mention, she said that it was years ago that they were called a nanny dog, that pit bulls were considered, like good around children and protective of children. And then she said she's not sure why in the past 20 years there has been a change, whether it's inbreeding, whether it's like Jeff brought up, you know, a lot of the fighting that camps that are going on that are focusing on pit bulls. But that is what she's seen. And so I said, well, I mean, and that was completely, she did not even hear our conversation yesterday.
Here's Carly. Hey, Carly, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hi.
Hey.
That was my email. I am the 90-pound mother of three.
Oh, hey, 90-pound mother of three. What's up?
Hi. Well, I just wanted to call in and say that I really felt like yesterday you guys were speaking not from basic knowledge of the breed, but basically going on about how they – I'm sorry. I'm trying to drive in traffic. I'm probably going to kill myself.
That would be bad.
Basically
– well, your dog's going to do it eventually, so.
Oh, no. Oh, you're so funny, Jeff.
And you don't get it either.
It was sort of implied that pit bulls were human aggressive, and they're not.
Well, I can tell, Carly, I don't know about human aggressive. Here's what I can tell you, because I've seen it with my own eyes, in my own experience, that more often when I'm in dog parks, the dogs that are getting into fights, I've seen this with my own eyes, are pit bulls. So I'm not completely talking out of with no experience.
And Melissa just told a story about the scale of injuries versus with pit bull bites versus other dog bites. So,
but that was from one nurse's opinion.
Of 12 years experience.
12 years experience.
And it wasn't
and
just one incident.
I understand that. But the fact is that they are not human aggressive dogs.
But then they're dog aggressive dogs.
You love pit bulls.
They may be dog aggressive, but that is that's part the of their temperament. And they shouldn't be in dog parks with...
That's what Bert was
trying to say. Well, then why did you send the email disputing Bert when you're agreeing with him?
I'm not saying that they are aggressive to humans. You guys imply that they were aggressive to humans. Just said, I wouldn't have to kill myself because my dogs probably will.
Well, you made a joke then, but what did we say yesterday?
To humans, and not all of them are aggressive to dogs, but it's not against their original, you know, there's a standard for each breed.
Yeah, of course.
And being dog aggressive is part of their standard. Now, I know some amazing and staffs and pit bulls.
Yeah, Carly,
that
I think you
love
got,
other dogs.
I think you got a little twisted yesterday. We were talking about the dog parks. I don't even know that human aggressive was even part of the conversation.
I think that
she's
interpreting what I said about using them as guard dogs for your home.
Yes, because they are not guard dogs.
Yeah,
they are not guard dogs in the slightest.
I think they are.
Carly, just reading from something from the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention. Here in Atlanta, 238 people were killed by dogs in a 24-year-old study, and 32% of them were killed by pit bull dogs. And the next
what were the rest of them? Because I've looked at that study myself.
The next highest number of fatalities was 44 fatalities. That's about half the percentage, and that was Rottweilers. So 1/3 of the people killed by dogs in a 24-year-old study were killed by pit bulls.
Now the Rottweiler people are calling.
Well, call the CDC, don't
call us.
I have no problem with pit bulls. I have no problem with Rottweilers, Dobermans, German Shepherds. I have no problem with that. But, I mean, I wish that Carl was here today because Carl, when he was trying to find a dog to protect his home, one of the breeds he was thinking about was a pit bull.
And his wife said no because they have three kids.
And so he acknowledged that it's a dangerous dog.
Right.
So I mean, I know that the last caller grew up with pit bulls. Of course, when you grow up with the breed, you're protective and sensitive about that. And I think people were incredibly sensitive about our conversation yesterday. But the general population's view, whoever's fault it is, if you consider it somebody's fault, but their perception of pit bulls as being an aggressive breed, and for some, the most aggressive breed.
That's going to be a very. And I know you pit bull owners do not like that brand, but that's going to be a tough one to shake for y'all because, I mean, listen to the statistics Jeff just rattled off.
I think you should, I mean, and I hope that you're organizing to fight the Michael Vicks of the world because they're the ones that have helped add to this reputation.
Mm-hmm.
Agreed.
And we don't have anything against you. Like, you don't have to write and say, you never listen and we hate you, whatever.
I have no problem having a pit bull.
We're just, Bert made an observation, Melissa made an observation, I read a statistic, leave us alone.
Mm-hmm.
You got to dial on your radio, feel free to use it if you want, but I'm pretty sure that Vicky's getting into a pretty intense Rottweiler-Doberman conversation.
The Bert Show.